Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, our Christ. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26:3. How's your heads, brethren? More specifically, your minds. The dam of judgment has burst, sweeping logic and decency into a virtual abyss. The cares of this world are heaped along both sides of our roads like a garbage strike in New York. Are we still wrapped up in the cares of this world? Sure we are. There's much to choose from as we look right and left and not straight ahead. Is your mind stayed on our God and Father, or have we strayed more often than not? Are we stayed or strayed? As tribulation grows in the world, we're enamored, we're enthralled with all the news and petty, meaningless revelations from the peanut gallery of media. The ungodly are become stars. The saints are becoming sinners. Yeah. We follow the newsmongers like hungry, mangy camp dogs, don't we? You know everything there is to know about the present state of affairs in the world, and don't tell me you don't. I hear it all the time. I'm talking to the backsliders here, not the real saints. My brethren, this is not what you ever want to talk to me about. And the fools among us think they can pull a fast one on Christ by cloaking their desire for the knowledge of this world with their vain, double-minded spoutings of their tattered faith. A double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways, James 1:8. And I suppose you're going to drag a heap of this worldly knowledge to the throne daily as your reasonable service, and profess its worldly value to your father. Wowee. Oh, father, now we know how many died from the clot shots or the woo flu. How many's getting monkey viruses? Ooh. You're your plagues, father, but we gotta know everything about them. Oh, father, now we're sure we're being priced out of existence with the global takeover of the food and energy and money and the masses as a whole. Oh, father, what do we do about global warming? What do we do about the coming ice age? Oh, and the taxes, the sodomites, the gas prices, the shortages, the broken supply chain, the war in Europe, the rumors of war, the maniacs in power. The savage times we live in. Yeah, you take that to the Lord. That's your reasonable service, huh? Your brain is full of garbage. Oh, I know. And don't forget the cycles of the heavens and the earth wreaking havoc on weather, farms, and fields and seasons. Yeah, make sure you know it all's mention that to Father also. Your reward for your willful obsession to engage in the affairs of this world will earn you a stern rebuke and chastisement from our Father, if you're still His, if you were ever called. Many are called and few are chosen, and many will have their names stricken from the book of life. Can't happen? Don't bet on it. Why don't you read your cotton-picking scriptures once in a while? Oh, no, I'm the resident heretic here, okay? Well, and you don't like it? Get. Can you be broken enough to repent of this sophomoric folly, brother and sister know-it-all? Huh? This should keep you up at night, my sinner brethren. Yeah, I'm calling you sinners. How, oh how, can you find a loaf of bread or a gallon of gas that doesn't cost a day's wages? Give us this day our daily bread. Prayed in faith isn't enough for you? Doesn't look like it to me. Is your mind stayed on God? Huh? You're hid in Christ, Colossians 3:3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Dead to what? Dead to whom, brethren? James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Generally, my admonitions are rejected, and they fall dead upon arrival, upon the shifting sands of many hearts. Huh? Does your extensive knowledge of the world give glory to God, your Father, Jesus, your Lord? Do you give glory to God for his terrible judgments falling like hot coals upon the earth and its inhabitants? Do you give God glory for the recompense of our pride, arrogance, covetousness, and pure mindless hate? Will the God you profess keep you through these calamities now making their way into every fabric of life? Heading straight for great tribulation? Or is your God, and I might add damned bunker and stash, your perfect peace and safety? Good luck. Well, you should give glory to God because it's all about his work upon the world and in the cosmos and in the hearts of the believers. The heavens and the earth conspire against mankind. Before, during, and now, mankind conspires against himself. And by whose will and hand does this occur? God planned this disparity, chaos, and judgment. What draws nigh to those who will not fully forsake the world and rest in their God is outer darkness. We worldly wise followers of Jesus Christ have left our first estate and replaced it with total compromise and communion with darkness. We have no backbone, no patience, no resolve to keep our eyes and minds stayed on God. Weak and fearful have we become. Some crucified sacrifices to Christ we are. To me, many have become total disappointments to our simple Jesus. We have strayed, not stayed. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man or woman that warreth and tangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier, 2 Timothy 2:3 and 4. How can you war spiritually when you're all tangled up in the affairs of the world? The affairs of this world are the affairs of the ungodly, children. You have to walk your foreordained path, work your job, raise your kids, take out the garbage, pay the rent. But your sojourn here is non-involvement with the spirit of this world, the Antichrist spirit. Let Father judge this world as he has now begun to do so in a greater and more dreadful way, and give him glory for this. His mercy will cover you if you're his and his in humility, sincerity, truth, and a single mind toward him. Oh, wait, what did Jesus say? The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:22-23. Where does your light come from? If it's mingled with the darkness of this world, then all you have is gloom, twilight, blindness. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? 2 Corinthians 13:5. Translation of the word reprobate, if you want to break it down into the lower vernacular, is disqualified. Disqualified from what? How about the rice? You interested in examining yourselves? Or are you too taken up with the fear of a new plague, you know, or bankruptcy or famine or a nuclear war? Yes, I said fear. Oh, I'm not afraid, just curious. Yeah, I see. Horse hockey. Either stay your minds on God the Father and God the Son, His Spirit, and His kingdom, which is within you, or compromise your way to utter ruin with the world whose knowledge and dainties you seem to still covet. There's no middle of the road, saints. Forsake the world or forsake your God and gift. You can't have both. You can't serve two masters. Did the realization of the blood of Christ covering and claiming you as His lose its true meaning? Did it ever mean that much to you? Hey, stay or stray. Has the word become unfruitful in you? Let's ask Jesus. Let's read our cotton-picking Bibles and ask Jesus. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Mark 4:9. Hey, folks, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is there enough room in your head for Christ, the hope of glory, with all the files and folders, you know, containing the knowledge of this world in your heads? And you make a bigger mistake when you spread your knowledge around to other believers and drag them into your folly. If you make one of Christ stumble, you will surely fall. We all know what's coming on the world today. Nothing about this world or this vile, deceitful wickedness has changed since Cain slew Abel. The only thing that has changed in the world was the coming of Jesus Christ, that the kingdom of God would be established in the hearts and minds of those God called through Jesus Christ to live and breathe in His word, His spiritual world, not the carnal world. You know what you can do with your information. It's not a bad thing to know what's going on, okay? We all know what's going on. But to live there? I don't know what to do. Shall I take a shot? Or shall I run away? I don't know. Do what you want to do. Take it up before your God. See if He's leading you. See if you're called. Examine yourselves to see if you're in the faith. Whoa! What a concept. You got to do it yourself. And nobody's taking you by the hand, and nobody's going to do it for you. Okay? Simple. You don't like that. I know. Most of us don't. I can't be by myself. I need a congregation. I need a pastor. I need a prophet through whose lips has spoken prophecies about stupid things that are going on in this world. That's what you need. Yeah. You know, you backsliding saints need a stiff upper. Uppercut. Okay? That's what you need. From God. Not from me. I don't care what you think about me. I don't think about anything but Him and His warnings to us. And how easy it is to just slip off the road and hit the rabbit trails. Proverbs 21:16 states that the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. And that's he or she who wanders from godly understanding, that is. Yeah, that's what we're wandering from, godly understanding, godly knowledge, the peace of Christ. Ah, we don't want that. But They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hey, Isaiah, that's kind of old hat, you know? I say glory be to God for those words from Isaiah through the Holy Spirit. So go ahead and by all means, let the world flood in and pollute your purity in Christ and tangle yourselves in the affairs of this world. Stray all you want if you're not convicted by the Spirit of Christ to repent of it. Is Jesus worth it? If any of the house of God remain estranged from Father God, you might consider the words of your father regarding your fate when you've crossed the line. And God says, that's it. Here's his words. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, godly knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Oh, yeah. Yeah, in your cotton picking scriptures, it's Proverb 1, verse 25 through 33. You think hard about it, brethren. You think about it hard. It's either your gift of faith, the pearl of great price, or it's the smothering fog of empty, useless worldly knowledge and certain spiritual death. One master or the other. Simple. Christ's way or the broad way. Simple. And to those who stay their minds and hearts in and on our God, they that are Christ's who have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts, I remind you that his inward affection is more abundant toward you, saint, while he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. Stay with God through Jesus Christ. Don't stray. Enough said. And I pray that the way might have gotten a little narrower for some of you. You endure, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen.